This podcast is brought to you by an 8th grader who goes to Puck Community Charter Middle School. Hey, welcome to my podcast. My name is Kendra Portillo. For the topic of today's show, I will be speaking on mythology about La Llorona and El Cucuy. Things you can look forward to in this podcast is basically the background story about these two. Before I start this podcast, it will include topics about murder and suicide that might be triggering to others. Now, let's get started. First, I will be talking about the famous one and only La Llorona. Her original name was Maria, and she lived in a village located in Mexico. With her beauty, she caught the eye of a wealthy man who passed her while riding home. With just a quick introduction and spending the whole day talking with each other, they became lovers and moved fast with their relationship. He moved into the village with Maria and decided to propose to her and get married. A while later, they had two sons, but as their children grew, the more Maria and her husband's connection faded away. He ignored her and only focused on the children, but one day he just completely disappeared. Until years and years later, he came back with another woman, who was now his new wife. She then found out that he had only come back to take the children. She begged for him not to take them away, but he wouldn't give in. So she tried to leave the village with her sons without him knowing, but he caught her and demanded that she give him the children now. She asked if she can have a picnic down at the river to say their goodbyes, and with some convincing, he finally agreed. While they were down at the river, she kept thinking to herself on how she couldn't just give her children away to what she saw as a monster, and that the only way to keep this from happening was to kill them. She got both of them by the head and held them under the water until they were no longer breathing. Once she realized what she had done, she confessed to the husband, which caused him to leave with his new bride full of rage and horror. Maria was then alone and had no one else. So with the feeling of grief, shame, and guilt destroying her, she went down to the same river and drowned herself. In the afterlife, she hoped to be with her sons, but wasn't able to because of what she did. So then, she went to the river and looked for her sons, and is said till this day, wandering rivers, looking for them, crying and screaming, "¿Dónde están mis hijos?" Translation, "Where are my sons?" She has been said to mistaking her children for other kids and drowning them as well. Now I will be talking about El Cucuy. This story starts with a man and his three little girls. The youngest was the only one who helped around the house because she saw how much her father was doing alone, especially with her mother being dead. The other sisters were always playing and doing whatever they wanted to. The youngest asked her sisters for help because she was always stuck doing chores, but they laughed at her and thought of her as a goody two-shoes. After, she went to ask her father if he could make the other girls help around the house, which didn't work, but instead made the situation worse. When the younger was done cleaning, the older ones messed it up by throwing ash from the fireplace on the floor and messing up the laundry. The father noticed and was over the older girl's behavior, and threatened to call El Cucuy to come and get them. The girls thought this was hilarious. They have heard of the creature once before, and it was described as very tall, furry, with red eyes, and a red ear that was larger than the other regular one he had. The red ear is for the creature to hear the children who were misbehaving, and then would take them up to his cave in the mountains and soon eat them. The girls didn't take what their father was saying seriously and continued misbehaving. The father then went outside and called out for El Cucuy, but the girls still didn't believe in it and continued to make fun of the tale and kept bothering the younger sister. Then there was a townsfolk who reported seeing El Cucuy roaming around the village. The next day, the two older girls were gone. They were snatched by El Cucuy and he put them into his cave with a pit in it. Then he put the girls in the pit and fed them one tortilla a day, just enough to keep them alive. Someone went up to the mountains to find their goat and heard the girls' cries. He went into the cave and saved the two girls and returned them to the family. The girls asked the father to never call El Cucuy on them again, which he didn't because he had no reason to, since they started behaving and helping around the house. We have come to the end of this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I wanted to talk about these two mythical creatures in my podcast because it is something most of us have heard about growing up, but never really got the full story on them, including myself. I got the information from Extra Credits and Cursed Pumpkin. They are both YouTube channels, but Extra Credits is more popular and has lots of videos about many other interesting things. But Cursed Pumpkins, on the other hand, isn't a very popular channel, but still has a few videos about horror. I want to thank Ms. Brown and Emily Hernandez for helping me finally find an idea to talk about and motivating me to keep going when I was giving up just because I was falling behind. Up next will be about the Olympian Gods.